My name is Jenny Madsen. I live in San Leandro, California, which is the East Bay of San Francisco Bay Area. My internet is extremely frustrating. The company that I access the internet with now and have since 2000 is Net Zero, and it is now $30 a month for DSL access. For the amount of money I'm paying now, I get adequate service, but I still believe it's at least as good as anything else I could get for this anywhere near the same amount of money. I have issues with it, but it's not like I don't look and see what other people are dealing with. And I have friends with much more expensive Comcast connections who have more problems than I do. I spent my stimulus check to be able to keep my internet access because I realized it was too important to lose. I don't want to communicate with Medicare via email. They required it. My landlord wants me to pay my rent online. I don't do online banking, and luckily I have a bank that still allows me to not do everything digitally. Why? Because I know I don't have enough protection. My identity would be stolen if I was banking over my current internet situation. And that includes the software, the old computer I'm using, as well as the connection. This is an infrastructure. This is just like water service, sewer service. This is like electricity. People can't live without this anymore. If businesses and government entities are going to require that you have internet access, then they need to make sure that you can get it without being poverty stricken over it. There's nobody walking around the streets asking people if they need internet access. It's sort of like saying you don't have indoor plumbing. You know, people are embarrassed by it. They hide it, but it's common out there. People do not have the access that somehow the society is assuming they do.